St. Edmund boys got a W there, even in their record, the 1-1, 62-57 to win at Clarion. And to talk about it, he's backed by popular demand.
Yeah.
Coach Adolph Kochendorfer, the man you hear in the open on this show every single time that we have it. Coach, good to have you back. Good to see you.
Thanks, Rob. That was it's a different season, but it was nice to get a win. I think that
sure
we're learning as we go.
Yeah, and I think everybody is. You're right about it. It's a different season. You and I talked a little bit before we went on about how difficult it is to prepare and be ready to play in a season like this because of all the COVID restrictions.
Exactly. There's so many things other than just the game of basketball you have to think about.
Sure.
You know, like I was saying, transportation last night and making sure you got kids on the right vehicle and you have enough room and kids trying to keep their face mask up. We've been pretty good about it. Our players have been pretty good about it. You know, for the most part, during practice, we try to keep them on in drills. And then when we go up and down, it's impossible. So,
yeah.
So
true.
We let them, you know.
You got kids wearing them on the bench when they're on the
definitely.
Bench?
Definitely. They've been really good about it. You know, I don't like them. I mean, especially with glasses. They drive me nuts. Once in a while, I get them set right and I don't fog up. And I'm, it's just added things I deal with.
Yeah, it is. You know, the only solace to that is everybody's dealing with the same thing.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
You know. Last night you get a W, 62-57. You know, I think, Coach, last night was a really important game, and the reason why I say that is because when you open a season like that, it's important to get a split in that first week, I think.
It is for confidence and stuff. You know, we have some kids that – we have kids that played last year, but they're still young. And then we are playing kids that, without a lot of varsity experience, and, you know, in practice they're looking good because we're right there coaching them. You know, this is what you need to do. But in games, you know, we got to let them go on their own out there.
Yep.
And it's a whole different atmosphere for them, you know. So they're missing some blockouts. So they're taking a quick shot. If you do it at the right time, it's okay. But sometimes it doesn't always come at the right time.
Yeah.
And
that's what make you want to get out of the profession in a hurry when you have it at the exact wrong time. Now,
yeah, they did good, though. They, for the most part, we...
Yeah, give me an assessment of how you feel like you played last night.
You know that we played pretty solid in stretches, Rob, and I thought we came out in the third and fourth quarter. We addressed it at halftime. We talked about it. You know, doing a better job on the defensive boards. We were giving them too many second shots, and we're not huge, so we can't depend on a 6'8 guy getting stuff
right
that we're not going to get. We got to get all five guys in there and mix it up.
Yeah,
and
gang rebound.
Yep. Because they were sending everybody to the offensive glass. If we don't, we're in trouble. And that's what kind of got us in trouble in the first and second quarter. Did a lot better job in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And I thought our ball movement was better in our defense. We just played with a little more sense of urgency, you know, with our, you know, watching off the ball a little bit more or watching when you're, you know, step to the ball when you're away from it so your cutter cuts to you, things like that. That we're in practice, like I said, we're right there telling them when they don't do it or when they need to do it or when they need to flash to an open spot in the lane away from the ball. And we're telling them, but now we're not telling them. So now it's getting frustrating sometimes, but they're trying and we're getting better. And that's a good thing. I enjoy this bunch.
And that's the thing. I mean, you've been around long enough to know that, you know, as you come along throughout the season, you're going to progress. The more guys do it, the more repetition, you know, you're expecting that progression. I think that, you know, you know that in 2-3 weeks, you know, or in January, you're going to be different than you are right
now. That's a goal of any coach, I think. You know, you have to, because sometimes you just don't have the talent. But if you can see progress and improvement, it doesn't always show on the scoreboard. You know, sometimes, but if you're in that practice every day, you can see it, and that's what you got to look for, and that's a goal of ours is, and eventually I think it does pay off. You know, you will get some teams that are your level or maybe a little higher once in a while. So, yeah, that's our goal, and you hope to do it. There's been years it's almost impossible, but yeah, and that's not a fault of, you know, maybe lack of effort, but whatever.
Well, you know, sometimes the pieces just don't go together for the puzzle sometimes. That's just
That's a good way of putting it.
Coach Adolph Kokendorfer, my guest, head boys basketball coach at St. Eben, coming off a win 62-57 last night at Clary and Goldfield Dowse. Coach, you talked about a little progression, and I can see a little bit of it just in the box score last night. Four guys in double figures last night. Good offensive balance.
Yeah, I was really happy at that. We had that the same thing last game, Rob. We're capable. I'm not bragging, but these kids are. We have five guys that could score in double figures, you know, with the possibility, you know. So that's a good thing. And we know that, and they're capable. But then we have to turn it up on that defensive end. We can't rely on, you know, I'll hit this shot, because that doesn't always happen.
Yeah. I know you. You don't want to win games 85-80 and 80-75. You're a defensive guy. You want to hold people in the 60s and 50s.
Well, you always have a chance, Rob, if you do that. I mean,
you do.
You always have a chance. Now, they may be more talented, but if you can make it hard on them, you know,
hang
then
around.
You got a little offensive talent on top of that. So that's always our base, is if we can D it up and rebound. So, and that's what we're
doing.
And
that's the thing. If you can do that and you hang around, then you give yourself a chance to maybe bank one in, maybe get a bounce here and there. You know?
You've been around long enough. You saw that happen.
I have.
Yeah.
Last night, that's good balance for you. And I tell you, from game one to game two, you look at Hayden Mayer in game one against Bishop Garrigan. You know, he's going against Angelo Winkle, All-State, Division II signee, going to play college basketball, you know, all that. You know, he draws a really tough assignment in that game. Turns around last night, and I think because of that challenge on Monday, able to really come through in a big way and lead you with 17 last night.
Yeah, you know, he missed a couple layups, you know, against those guys. But after, like you said, you get one or two swatted, and then you start thinking about that guy, you know, around somewhere else. He's in the back of your mind, and so you try to get it up there quicker. Or
at the high school level, a guy like that affects shots that are not even right in front of him.
Exactly.
Because he's so big that you don't see that every night. It's not like a college game where you've adjusted to seeing guys like that, and you maybe even have guys that
are. He's got size besides just being tall. He's put on some weight. He's gotten better. That was part of it. And he plays within himself. You know, he was able last night to hit some mid-range jumpers. And he's very capable of that, and he kind of got those looks and knocked them down. And that opens up more inside for him then.
You know, I was listening to the game last night because I didn't have a Fort Dodge game, which this is also a strange season for me where I've got guys in my department that are going to work 3, 4, 5 nights before, you know, I open with how things are kind of going with the CIML. So it's a different deal. But I'm listening to the game last night, and you know, Quentin McCarville had a big game for you Monday night, led you with 23, and was quiet for a while last night and until the fourth quarter, and then really started getting his rhythm, and I thought that helped you in the fourth.
It did. Hit some big shots. You know, you tell kids this, but his defensive effort got better. So now I'm not thinking about my shots anymore. All of a sudden the ball's coming around in ball reversal, and he's just stepping in and shooting it because that's what he does. When you're not playing hard in that defensive end, you start focusing on the offensive end, and the shots aren't going, and it's just like you dig yourself a hole sometimes.
Sure.
So just forget about that. Go rebound and play some defense. We know you're capable on the other end. We'll just let that happen, but do this first.
Yeah.
And I think you got a lot more involved defensively, especially help defensively. I believe that helps shooters a lot when you're not thinking about that shot all the time. And he got to the foul line. And he shot well at the foul line. And that's another thing. You know this, Rob. You get the lid off the hoop.
Yeah.
Now you relax a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And you quit thinking about it so much and you just shoot it.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
It all plays into that.
And, you know, if you get a guy going the free throw line and get comfortable, or get him a couple of easy ones around the hoop or something, you know, get him in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to kind of find himself. You know, that speaks well for him and his development as a complete player, I think, going forward.
Yeah, you know, he came on strong last year, got more and more playing time. He's coachable, and that's huge, because I think John Wooden had a quote I just read the other day. He said, you know, good players are coachable. Great players are coachable and listen. You know, and they take those steps in progression then. And he's been like that. He's been real coachable. As a coach, you've got to try to get kids to do stuff they haven't done before.
Yeah.
And they might not want to do something.
Right.
But you see the big picture, and you're trying to get, you know, put this team together. So, you know, being coachable is so huge. And these younger guys and the seniors we have now are coachable, and they're willing to just extend themselves, you know, and learn a little bit more. So that, and he's been like that, and that's to his credit.
Coach Adolph Kochendorfer, my guest, St. Edmund boys basketball coach. Gales 1-1, coming off a win last night, 62-57 at Clarion. Had a close loss in the opener against Bishop Garrigan earlier this week as well. You know, looking at both games, probably your most consistent guy, at least from a production standpoint, in these first two games, but Anthony Lucina. He's really started out hot for you. And I was a little worried. I know he kind of went out of the game with a little ankle deal last night. He comes back in at that point and really had a good game with 16. And he's had a tremendous start here in these first two games.
Anthony's a good athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a pretty good week of practice, especially towards the end of the week. He's starting to rebound. He's starting to play defense, you know, and do some other things that are helping us as a team. So then again, things fall into rhythm because he's capable offensively.
Yeah.
He got some runouts. You know, he hit a couple big threes for us.
He's got really good straight line speed. I've seen that in football.
Yeah.
And that's going to help you in your transition game.
And he had a good week of practice, and he had a real good practice Thursday night. As coaches, we sit, you know, after practice, talk about this stuff. Who did this right? Who did that right? That gives us confidence maybe to put a kid in the game that hasn't played a lot. And he had a good week of practice, and we talked about that. He's accepted his role, and he's very capable.
Yeah, and he's had a good start. And you talk about, you know, kids that earn the time, and you start to see it, and you put them in a situation, and it pays off. And Jackson Palmer in his first start last night, 12 points for you. Coach, you love it when that comes together and that happens, and the reason why is because it makes you feel like a genius when it works out.
You know, you've been around a while. I've been around a while. This kid can be a point guard, and we haven't had a real true point guard in a couple of years.
Right.
He can be a point guard. He's capable. His shots were all eight-footers, pull-ups in the lane, and those are big.
Yep.
Because that's a lost art, but they're so big in a close game. And then he kind of sees the floor. He's played a lot of basketball, Rob, like a few of the other kids. So when you say something to him, he can picture it a little bit ahead of time. You know, hey, we need to – you got to get some paint, but get paint on his side, the shooter we got on the wing. So I don't have to walk him through it in practice. He kind of pictures what he needs to do. So he might set his guy up left and go right and get that paint help come, and he's got to kick to a guy in rhythm. He's played enough to understand that, and that's
big.
It is big.
That's really big. That high IQ, I mean, because you take a guy like him who hasn't played a whole lot at this level, but he's played so much elsewhere that it kind of transfers, and you don't have to spend a ton of time on what the basics of reading the floor is.
Right.
You know, and you got a guy who is when he's a natural at that position, you don't have to teach him how to be that. He is that.
No, and his game experience is huge. You know, he didn't start out the game the best. He had a couple turnovers and reached on defense. They have a really good little point guard, that Mateo Martinez.
Right.
Is a quick little guy, and he can hit shots. He's got better offensively over the years. So he was reaching on him a few times, and Martino broke us down, got a three-point play, you know, got this or got that. And then we got him to just, you know, he can D up. He's smart. He can D up, but don't reach. Don't.
Yeah.
He'll get that ball out there, or they will once in a while, where you can just sweep through without lunging at it. And that's another instance of being coachable. So we hung with him. Boy, he hit some big shots and played some pretty good defense down the stretch.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, this level from where he has been, anytime you go up the varsity level in any sport, there is that adjustment. The game's faster. The guys are bigger. You know, you've got to adjust to it. And it's going to take him some time to do that. And I think, you know, based on what you're telling me, he was able to adjust within the game. And I think that's important.
Yeah, and that helped a lot. You know, and then he's got the older kids around him. He's got a couple seniors there, you know, that have been through it. So it helps him relax a little bit. They can talk to him off to the side. So, yeah, you know, our conference is really good for us, but it doesn't leave us a lot of gaps to get away with bad habits.
That's true.
So everybody's bigger. We're the smallest school by far. We'll play teams three and four times our size, and I don't really care. I think that's good for us.
Yeah.
You know, because we'll be
ready for the playoffs.
Yes, exactly. So we got to try to be ready as we can every night out.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Like, there isn't a whole lot of room for error, and, you know, you got some of these young guys that are going to be learning on the fly. You know, they're going to have to grow up in a hurry. Part of the life in your conference.
I mean, it is for us.
I mean, that's a big part. Now, you do have some guys who are, you know, veteran guys, Hayden Mayer, Anthony Lucina, you know, McCarville now has played for you for a while.
Yeah.
Drew Schaefer. You know, Drew is one of those guys that, you know, seeing what he does in football and just kind of being around him a little bit.
Yep.
You know, he's a natural leader. Like, even if he's not having a great game, he's going to provide some of that leadership.
That's what you hope you do. Yeah, he's played since he's a freshman, so he's been around a while. That's a good thing. And, you know, a leader like that can pull a kid off to the side and say, hey, you know, let's do this, try this.
And
then sometimes that's better than me saying it.
And with him, you know, with Schaefer, he has so much poise. Like, he's poised beyond a kid that age, you know, being composed. And I think that's very important to be able to help the younger players along to have that poise.
You're right.
Because some guys are leaders. I was a leader, but I wasn't the most poised of a leader. I was a high-energy, inspirational guy, you know what I mean? And some guys are opposite to that, where they're more cerebral and more poised or whatever. And I think you have to have a little bit of combination of that.
You do. You need a leader by example. And then those guys can, you know, like you said, they can pull a kid aside. And you were more a leader by going out and just working hard a lot of times and doing what you're supposed to do. And those younger kids watch that stuff, too. They watch what you do, and that's really important. So if you can be a little bit of both of those even. But, so that's important. And he's going to get better, and we'll keep working at it.
You know, you've had a highly competitive start with two good teams. You played Bishop Garrigan and Clarion Goldfield Dalles, and now going into this week, you have your next one up Tuesday night, Southeast Valley. No days off with this schedule.
No, they have a really good team again this year. They got the Cruzy kid and then the big kid inside.
Graves.
Yep. I mean, they can do a lot of things. And then they're about twice our size.
Yeah. Graves is going to give matchup problems with his size. I mean, 6'5", 250.
Oh, he can do a lot of things.
He's athletic. And Cruz can put it in the bucket. He had 30 last night. And I think in the opener had 18 and hit the game winner in the opener. So, they're going to present some challenges. Not that we'll go into detail on it, but defensive wrinkles for them or same approach, or do you do anything?
I thought about a couple little things that we can do, maybe just to try to throw them off a little bit.
Okay.
You know, but we'll see that. And with the team that we have, and you've got to get better at what we do. And if you start getting too many wrinkles or, you know, you can overcoach. These kids need to learn, and that's why it's tough, because you're still doing the same stuff, trying to get better at it, but everybody, like, Southeast Valley is probably twice our size population-wise, so they're pulling in athletes that we don't have, you know, to play. And so we don't have any breaks while we're trying to do what we do and learn and get better. You know, if we could, I guess that's my philosophy, it always has been. Our program philosophy is that let's try to get better at what we do, and so that most teams know what we're probably going to try to do.
Yeah.
But we just want to get better at it.
You have an identity of what you do and a way that you're
just trying to set up. Yeah, we try to do that, and try to get better at it and stuff. So,
and of course, you know, that game, Southeast Valley, Tuesday night, you can hear that game here on Snowy 99.7. The Gales take on the Jags, and going to be interesting. And I know you haven't had a lot of time to prepare for them, but you feel like they're probably the most talented team you've played, top to bottom?
Well, I don't know. You know, they're really good. They're having a great year with those two players, and then the other guys they put with them. Yeah, it's definitely a big challenge for us. So, you know, we'll go over and try to compete. We want to stay in the game, hopefully, and then you never know. So we got to go with that solid base like we talked about defensively and rebounding, because they'll pound the glass and they'll pound it with athletes.
And Cruz will attack you off the dribble.
Oh, man, he lit us up last year. It was his first game back. We played him about third game of the year, and he just lit us up from the perimeter. You know, we're cheating, Trey, because they had a couple big guys last year. So we're trying to help inside, make it tough in there, because to us that was their strong point. And he just lit us up. And you can see he's doing it again this year.
I know that you're a man-to-man guy. You believe in half-court man-to-man defense. Did you play any zone against Garrigan to go against Winkle, or did you play?
Well, we thought about it, but we really didn't, because, again, we got to get better at fronting and our weak side help. Now, if we could do that and show weak side help, a lot of times that pass isn't even made.
True.
But we're floating around. Even our weak side guards have to help. You know, if they pulled their other post up, so that left our weak side guards, but they were hugging away from the ball, hugging their man. You know, they can be in that lane, and we can get out there and guard a skip pass or a ball reversal.
Right.
So they needed to get off a little bit as guards, and that's something, you know, they're not used to doing as much, getting in and mixing it up. But if they can at least show help,
yeah,
we can get out and guard that guy, their man, again, you know.
Yeah.
But, see, we're getting better at stuff like that. I think, you know, if we don't have to play zone, and they have some shooters, Garrigan did, a couple of them, and these guys have shooters, so you hate to something we don't do a lot, you hate to get beat with it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's true, too. And you do have to, I guess, kind of pick what you want to defend and what you don't.
We don't work on it a lot, you know. We don't work on it. Well, we might try it. We might try a couple wrinkles, you know, different things.
And you know, I think what you're looking at, too, is you're kind of looking big picture for what you're doing in terms of help and react and that kind of thing on your man-to-man in the half court, because you want to continue to kind of to teach that, because that's going to be important, you know, as the season as a whole. Instead of one game, you know, winning or losing that one game, that big picture thing may win or lose you five games.
Yes, and you're right, exactly, in the long run. And that's exactly right. And if you play a good man-to-man, it can look like a zone a lot of times.
It really does.
Yeah, because you're in spots. You're guarding areas.
You're guarding a guy, but you're still guarding part of the floor, because
exactly,
you want to keep the ball out of certain parts of the floor.
Yep.
And you're absolutely right. They're good man-to-man teams, if you watch them, at times you're not going to know if they're playing man-to-man or if they are in a zone. There's teams that rotate to the ball.
We've played them before, and it takes a little while for us as coaches even to figure it out. You know, why aren't we doing getting this done? Why are we? Well, are they in a zone?
And that's a big part of it. And
yeah.
If you can, you know, help the helper, so to speak. And that's the thing that takes a little time to get all five guys on the same page of how to do that. But
we saw some of it last night where we all rotated to the boards, you know, all rotated down and then rotate back out. And that's what we want to do. Cover up the hole, cover up the basket, and we can get back out and guard again.
Yeah.
And that means everybody's got to look to rotate, especially weak side. Get down in there and don't give them anything in there. We drew about four charges last night again on drivers because we were rotated down. We were in position. And then there's other times that our back is to the ball, you know, or I'm guarding my man, and he's not a jump shooter. So if I could take about three steps off him, I could stop that drive ball side. I'd be there for help, and I don't have to worry about him firing up a jumper, but I'm going to go out and stay on him, you know, and leave that baseline open and things like that. But they are a pretty good group. They are kind of fun to be around, and I think they're getting better and better. That's what you look for.
And that's the absolute, you know, thing that matters is to continue to improve. You'll take on Southeast Valley Tuesday, then you're at Hampton Dumont Cal on Friday. Then the week before Christmas, home with Iowa Falls Alden, you host South Hamilton, you're at Humboldt. So this next, you know, 2-week stretch, really going to be a big stretch, I think, going into Christmas.
They are. They're all. We want to stay in those games if we can. Rob, that's the biggest thing for us. If we can stay in those games and compete, then maybe we can get a couple. Because if you look at it, again, it comes to, you know, we're playing probably 7-8 guys. We had a kid sick last night that would play off the bench. And we're playing a kid that he played a little bit last game. Now he's good. His minutes, because of practice, he's getting more. because he can defend a little bit inside, a little bit outside, and he can score a little bit. So we're playing 7-8 guys, and, you know, we're bringing 135 dripping wet off the bench,
right.
6 foot at best.
Right.
And they're bringing 6'2", you know, 210, a couple of them that maybe aren't the best basketball players, but they're athletes.
Yeah, and they give you problems physically.
Yeah, exactly. And they're bringing two or three or four of those guys in there that aren't a problem, and they're pressing.
Yeah.
You know, so we're depending on our seven guys, and we're trying to rotate them in and out, you know, in different spots. And
keep them fresh.
Yeah, as best you can.
Yeah.
So those bigger schools can do that, and again, hopefully it helps us. That's the thing. But
Coach Adolph Kokendorfer is my guest, St. Edmund Boys Basketball. Coach, you know, you talked about guys kind of stepping up and earning their time, but, you know, we mentioned Jackson Palmer in his first start with 12 for you. I think he's sending a message to you, Coach Gay. I think Jackson Palmer says that spot's his. I think he's sending a message.
I like that, though.
I do, too.
I do. You go ahead and tell me. Let me know that.
Yeah, yeah. That message, I'll get that message loud and clear. You won't have to tell me twice.
Yeah. And you know from being around, Rob, that's what you want.
You want kids
to step up and show you.
And claim that spot. You know, every spot is a valuable spot on the floor. Every minute is valuable. You want guys to come in and say, I'm going to take those minutes. I'm going to take that spot and make the most out of the opportunity when they get it. And certainly he did that at least last night.
Yep. Yeah, he did. Yeah, I think he's that kind of kid. He wants to play. And like we talked before, you know, he's played a lot.
And certainly he'll be one that we'll be watching to see if how he progresses and gels with some of the older players that you have. And you look like you've got a little bit of a nucleus.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. If old players, you know, the older kids you have on the team, seniors, whatever, accept that younger kid because they see he can make us a better team.
Sure.
And that's huge. And there's some years they don't. You know, they're more individualistic. They want to play or they want to score. They don't like that little kid coming in and nudging their minutes. But good, you know, players that have been around a while will say, you know what, he can get in that lane and I can get this wide open look too. Right. And he will make us a better team, which is a lot more fun than me scoring 25 and losing all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if they buy into that. And
yeah.
I think we have them this year. I think we have some seniors that understand that.
Yeah, I think you have kids that want to win and it be about we and not me. And
yeah.
I think that's very important.
Yeah.
Because as you mentioned, you know, and look, I've been around teams where that wasn't really the case. You know, I've been around teams that have been less talented but more successful because of the chemistry and the willingness for it to be we and not me. And I've been around teams that are more talented but less successful because it's more me and not us.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a lot more fun to have some success as a group.
Yeah.
It is. And they realize it when they start to have it, how much fun it is.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to do.
Whenever I've had kids tell me, you know, this isn't fun, the fun's in the winning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the fun's at.
And like, that's going to be life, Rob. You go work for somebody.
Yeah.
You got to learn to work with other people. It isn't just about you being the shining star.
And you know, every day's not going to be fun. But at the end of the year, when you made more money than last year, that's winning. That's where the fun's at.
Yeah, and you're going to have to do it with other people. You're going to have to get that, you know, you're going to be on board with them, and they're going to help. You never do anything by yourself.
Yeah,
you really don't.
Got to collaborate.
For sure. Yeah. So we're trying to teach that, too, as a little bit of a life lesson. So,
a big week, certainly, for Coach Adolph Kokendorfer and St. Edmund Boys Basketball this week. Tune in Tuesday night as they take on Southeast Valley right here on 99.7. I believe the girls' game scheduled for 6 o'clock tip-off in that game. So, you can hear that here, Coach. It's a great first visit. I was looking forward to knowing that you were coming this morning, looking forward to visiting with you again because it's always a good time for me to talk a little hoop with you. And we'll touch base with you this week, see if we can get you back out here and talk about a big two-game week for you.
Yeah, Rob. I enjoy talking to you, too. I really do because you've been around basketball for a long time, so you understand a lot of the little nuances that go with it. And so it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I've lived in one way or capacity or the other. I've lived most of my life in the gym, whether it was as a player or a coach.
You remember, Kiki Vanderway played for UCLA years ago.
Yeah, and played in the NBA a long time.
Yeah, yeah. He used to ask him, you know, you're from Southern California. Why don't you have a tan like everybody else? He said, the sun doesn't shine in the gym, fellas.
And certainly, and that's a guy who's been in the gym pretty much all his life,
exactly.
Longer than I have.
Exactly. I get what you're saying.
So. Coach, good to visit with you, and good luck this week, okay?
All right, thanks, Rob.
That's Coach Adolph Kochendorf.